meet our wife and say, "Here's the woman." But then he says this: "You will not know you fearfully and wonderfully made, except your soul knows right well." In that 14th verse. Mm-hmm. So that fearfully and wonderfully made person must know they're not just a body, but they are a spirit, they have a soul, and they live in a body. Mm-hmm. And so the body either take information from the spirit of the wicked or the spirit of God. The soul runs the body. So if the soul is not receiving from the spirit of faith or the spirit of the Lord, they're receiving from the spirit of the wicked one. And so the spirit of the wicked one is implanted in our body, implanted in our thoughts. Why? Because we didn't have our thoughts covered. So now our conscience, our emotion, our feeling, our imagination, which is a powerful, that imagination is so powerful that God has given us as a gift. But the enemy will take it and have you imagine vain things and take you off and use an instrument that was designed to keep him off of you, for him to be on you. And then what's so, I think it's good. Nobody else can do it for you. I don't want nobody that much in control of my life.
Right.
You gotta do it for yourself. So it's an individual thing. It's personal. Don't ever think there's something you can't do. That is unreal to your creation. Reversing something that you need to reverse, no problem. You put it in reverse. I mean, you right up against a fence, you're in your car, you come to a dead end, and you went too far, just put it in reverse and turn around. It's just that simple. See, now it may to a person who hook on crack, say, "Man, it ain't that simple, you know, I'm hooked." But you're working on the symptom. You're working on the effect. You're not working on the cause. See, Satan loves us to work on the effect in our sensual mind. And actually, he got us working in our flesh. He knows that because our soul is untouched and uncorrected, undirected, unprotected. So he know he got his work in the flesh. Even though we say a lot of things. Now that way you come back again, this is so powerful. Knowing how to control your inner conversation. That's where it all started. Mm-hmm. The inner conversation is in your soul. Suggestion, symptom, feeling. Somebody says all right. This group over here says all right, or someone, etc. And get into your inner conversation. Now you're saying some things on the outside. I bind you, Satan. I break your power. He just said that you're in there. Because you can't break it. You can't break it. Mm-hmm. Because his power is not in your body. His power is not in your pocketbook. His power, you've given him your power in your soul. So when your inner conversation is not right, which is a gift God has given you, which is your mind and your speech, you're always talking on the inside. You're always talking. You're thinking and talking. And what they do is they crystallize on the outside in the manifestation. It's happening. You see, because your inner conversation is creating something. And you must be aware of what you want to create, because you are a creator. But the reason we haven't created that, we should, our life, like we left our soul out. We got to go back in there. The inner conversation, 24-hour day you're talking. Whatever is manifested in your life, you said it on the inside. You the one set it up. And the devil didn't. God didn't. You did. You set it up because of your conversation on the inside. So you had to control that conversation on the inside. Control that inside or inner conversation. And then when you do, then what you say without your soul and outside of your soul will connect with that. See, all you're saying out here, now we taught in the word of faith, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. The believing in your heart is talking about believing in your soul. So you need to get a conversation in your soul straight first before you start saying stuff out here. So we out here making affirmation, confession, declaration, decree. We're saying we're prophesying. We're reading the scripture. We're quoting the scripture, chapter, verse. And we got all that memorized. But yet our life don't add up to it. What happened? It's the inner off key. It's not the outer. The outer is taking orders either from the spirit of God or the spirit of the wicked one. So the Bible says, he that born of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Whatsoever is born of God, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even out of faith. See what I'm saying? So, the secret lies in the fact there's a part of you that you must learn from God and from the Holy Spirit how to control. You will not control your body. You can't. Your body gonna take orders from your soul, either negative or positive. Satan, the wicked one, is not after bodies. He's after soul. Hmm. So when he become in soul control, it no matter what you say, he's gonna control your body too. He's gonna control your thinking. He's gonna control your life. It's soul control he got. He gets soul control. And now to back him out and throw in reverse, you've got to wrap that inner conversation in love. Now some people don't criticize nobody. Some people really not. They're not critical, or they're not condemning. If you watch that inside conversation, you see people doing a certain thing, or you see them dress a certain way, and you criticize them and you condemn. The only way you're gonna stop that is you be tuned in all the time to your inner conversation, and you change it with love. You have compassion. That's why Jesus said, "All the law and all the prophet hang on those two commandments: love the Lord thy God with all your might, all your strength, all your heart, and all your soul." See what he said? All your soul. Not your spirit. You already love it. Your spirit is the spirit of love. Your soul, but you got something to do with it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You got to do that. That's a part he left for us. But he says all the prophet and all the law. That's the whole deal. That's the whole spirit of the world. That all the prophet and all the laws hang on this. Love. Love. And then you need to recognize this statement: I love myself. I love myself. And so I'm not going to let life make a mockery of my life. I'm not going to let it happen. If I didn't have the training that you all have, then I can let it happen. But I can't let it happen because I know too much, and I know the game. I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know the law of attraction. I know the law of distraction. Mm-hmm. All come out of my soul. Mm-hmm. I'm born again. I got the life nature of God on the inside of my spirit. The enemy only robbed me in my soul. Mm-hmm. And I'm repeating myself because it's so important. It's so easily missed by people praying in tongues. You know, praising God, dancing, jumping, running. And it's here two things: knowing is not enough. What does that mean? Man, I thought I know. No, doing. You can pile the information this high, a knowledge this high. That knowledge sit right there, you just say, yeah, 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 and don't do it, don't apply. Jesus said, the scripture said in James, any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he deceive himself. That is, you deceive your soul, you see. Your soul need the engrafted word to discern what is happening here, what is going on in my life. Well, why is this happening? Why is this not happening? The word of God discern, open it up to you and give you understanding, and then show you how to correct it. Mm-hmm. Sabbath, all that. What she say?
She said she's leaving early today. Mm-hmm. But she said you can come tomorrow, she can get done for you Friday. She said you can even come early if you want to come before everybody else.
What time they open?
I think open at 10, but she said I can open up at 8 if you want.
She did. Mm-hmm. We'll get them all. She leave early today. Mm-hmm. But she said she can get it done.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. We'll go tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning. Lesson of a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Now, if a man or woman can't make it on that, just that segment of teaching I did y'all just now, don't want to. Uh-huh. They're lying. Man don't want to come out of poverty, he lying. He's going to stay in poverty. He'll sit there and say, I heard you, No, he lying. He didn't do it. Now, one thing, there's another thing, if any one of y'all are incapable of doing it, but that's not, it's not incapable. I don't care what lie Satan's saying. Once you learn the truth and know the truth and do the truth will set you free. See, the way the Lord made our I am identity, he put in that, in our DNA, nothing is impossible. Okay, no, absolutely nothing. I mean, your imagination if you use your imagination right, there is no limit and no impossibility. Satan who try to give us another image. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants us to work real hard, I'm repeating myself, but then he wants us to work real hard on the outside to try to stop it. He just said that, watch it. You can't stop it from the outside. You stop it from the inside. And so I sit on the porch and think about how my life, all this manifestation come from the inside life. Outside life is Satan catching you without your armor on. But the armor of God is for the inside and not for the outside. And he'll just drag you until you pause for a moment. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in earth. The be still aspect of it, I believe, gentlemen, is to take a time to make the right survey of what am I doing or what am I not doing. That inventory is with me all the time. And I leap to grow. And this morning when I was praying on my golf course, and I heard the word touch with much. He says, The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of glory, is expanding on the inside of you. And you're about to be touched with much. You look at a man like me, what can he be touched with? The glory. What is the glory? Manifestation of everything that God has. Why? What is it? A person go through their whole life and never be who they are. It's just sad. Robber. Thief come not but steal, kill, and destroy. You know where you steal that? In your soul. Many years I wondered, I didn't know that. He steal through your soul. He cannot steal through your senses, because your senses are not in control. It's your soul. So your spirit, your soul, and your senses. And so when you look in the 19th verse of Jude, he said, these are they who are separated to their senses. So the Lord gave me, says, no, I want you to separate from your senses so I can show you how to use your senses. See, the senses can't be first because they're susceptible to the enemy. Now, Satan cannot overrule your soul unless you give him permission. Can't do it. But that's it. It's enough. Enough for your observation. Have good sense anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
You want?